Do you understand? I'm going to cut it from here, but do you understand why this podcast was nearly called Cheaters Anonymous?
hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Guys like Atlas be coming on here confessing to his sins.
Yo, facts,
bare
facts.
Crimes, bro.
Listen, just now we were talking about Atlas, bro. That guy is horrible, bro. Horrible guy, man. Horrible guy, bro. Shout Atlas, change your ways. I've been trying to tell you, change your ways, bro.
Change your ways, bro.
Atlas
change your
ways, bro. Seven women on the go.
Horrible guy, bro.
All from the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah. That spoken word poetry's got to caressing your thighs and I go in deep and my dick's.
I ain't never seen a worse nigga wear vinyl tracksuits, bro.
No, is it vinyl? What is it? What's the other thing called?
Vintage.
You see the you see the sugar thing, bro. What's that thing called, man?
Plastic, I don't know.
No, Nylon. I said vinyl, blood. God damn.
Nah, them tracksuits be hitting though. Shout out to him. I might be stealing his flow a little.
Nah, I'm not giving him no props. I hate that guy, bro.
How's everyone been?
All right, you know.
Yeah. We got another guest. Said, talk your shit, King.
You know, the greatest. Before they knew he was big yarns.
You don't even look like a good guy, bro. He's like a horrible person. Like,
if he knows Alec, he's horrible.
He's a horrible guy.
No, surely not. He's got my PR all wrong, innit?
Yeah, nah, yeah.
All right, bro.
I'll be scouting good people, man. I'm only around good people. Nigga, you the worst. Ludo, you see when we say like shiesty Ludo? Ludo was shiesty from when he was like 15, bro.
Ludo's not a good man. I think everyone knows that.
I don't say I'm a good man, though.
Ludo's not a good person.
Hey. If you're around me, that means you can't be good either, man.
Nah, that's...
I think
you should know better if he was.
I think I am, man.
Sometimes
you're trying.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be chatting to women and I'll be like, ah, you're a good woman. And she's like, are you a good man? I'll be like, no.
flip it.
No, man. When I get asked, I say, I try to be.
No, I mean.
I don't even try to be. I'm not trying.
God loves a trier.
Get me.
I hate one.
But obviously, yeah, we haven't recorded it.
In a while, man. Yeah, I've not even been in.
What's going on?
Yeah, man. My bad. I had to take a little solo trip.
With Jem.
Yeah.
Life's been hard, man. Life's been tough, dude.
That's a solo trip, man.
Vacation with Jem is so funny.
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes you need to go on a brocation.
It does like three times a year.
Bro, sometimes.
With Jem. on a boat.
Bro. When we went to Barbados,
like the two leads from Titanic.
Where'd you get so much access to like cruise, bruv? Like cruises. I don't understand.
You know what? It's Gem. You need to get some white friends, nigga. White friends.
They be having plugs.
I ain't never been on a cruise in my life, bro. Like,
bro, white friends be plugging you with the randomest shit. Like,
what is Gem got in his back pocket for bro, you to be able to go on a cruise with my man?
Yeah, it's so funny as well because like when we was on the cruise, there's like. How would we refer them in today's the Insta baddies? They get
the Lengers tenors.
They get the PR treatment, so they go there for free and shit. Mm-hmm. But then they're always like to Jem, like, oh, how did you get on this? And this nigga, he ain't saying a word. You see,
he's giving up his plugs.
But you know what I hate? The mysterious niggas, yeah. Like he has no interest in the babes at all. But they all want to get to know him. I'm like, I'm here, nigga.
I hate their mic because we can't beat this guy, bro.
Because I
cannot beat
this
guy.
Away with this.
We can't keep getting away with this.
You know what I mean? I'd be there, like, trying to get my best jokes off, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, look at me. And they're like, look at this clown. I was like, move, monkey. Look at me, I'm single as shit. nah.
He don't care about things at all.
Nah.
It's actually mad to watch.
Yeah.
But he's in a relationship though. That's
literally, yeah.
Yeah, well.
He's steady.
I found that. But he's a good man. Like, he just wants to be living his life. You need them characters around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you ain't got like one or two friends in relationships, it gets scary.
Yeah, like how we all out here.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We're all strikers out here.
Like, who's passing the ball?
Who's dictating tempo? Like, bro, set a play, but set it off.
You get to the club now and everyone's...
Everyone's like, whoa, bro. Is this me?
Guys aren't having a good night, like, with the guys anyway. Yeah. Guys are just individually off doing their own thing.
It's too much solo work, too much ISO play, bro. It's too much ISO, man.
It's the worst.
Where's the teamwork?
You know what I'm saying? There's a ball movement, man. It's too much ISO.
It's the worst thing when niggas in relationship moving like strikers. You're like, hey, get to the back. Get in goal, boy.
Hey.
Hey, you cup tied.
Yo.
What are you doing here?
That's the thing, like, I was going to say.
Contract.
Bro. We're ringing, playing up with my man's name.
shout out to them ringers.
Call me Jack today.
call me Zhao. Yeah, them ones.
Because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, going out with them.
And the thing is, yeah, because they go into it like, cool. If I score, that's a good thing. But if, I miss, I'm going back home sack anyway.
Yeah, no,
they play more freely.
You know what I mean? They're playing so free. Bro.
Play so free. Because they're playing free, they're bagging even more because it's free. Like, you know, even like, I miss it, don't matter. Like,
their man love a 10-day contract, man. Yeah. They love it, bro.
Like, when you're in a relationship and you're in the club, it's basically it, like COVID football. It's like bubble ball.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the bubble. You know what I mean? You go there, there's no pressure on
nothing
you.
Nothing real. Nothing real, bro.
You're shooting your shots in the wildest way. You're like, hey, babes, they be saying anything.
It works.
If it doesn't, I'm going back home.
Some bags.
Your boyfriend's a bum.
Bags.
Oh,
yeah, sometimes I'll be dirty macking in the club sometimes, man.
You nasty, bro.
If the liquor's in me, I'll be saying anything.
What's your dirty macking bars? What you be saying?
With me?
Yeah.
Nah, to be fair, like, people know me. Like, I don't be saying anything. Mm. I just be getting off like that weird, like,
if you loved you, he would be here with you.
Yeah, but no, not even that, but more just weird vibes. Like, I can't explain it if I'm.
You
talking.
Better explain it, bro.
Yeah. Like, you need to explain.
If you see me in a club, yeah, like talking to a babe, more times I'm chatting shit. Like, hey, who's gonna win in the fight, gorilla or bear? Like, okay. my conversations get weird. Like, okay. You know what I mean?
It's okay, just, you're not asking her what she does for a living.
Nah, bro.
Who cares?
You know what I mean?
Hey, have you ever been in a club, yeah, and you're talking to a girl, and she goes, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh. It's an interview. But music's mad loud. What do you want to say?
I remember
I see myself being CEO of a Fortune 500. Get out of here, man. Bro. Let's see if you're trying to eat up tonight.
Guys, I'm talking to Andrew Tate. You know what I mean?
there was one time I was in Shoreditch and corner shop days. It was like in the basement.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm trying to get to know this young lady. She's like, oh, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I was like, I don't even know if I'm coming home tonight. Like, I said, like,
I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow, let alone 10 years, bro.
I mean,
shackling in the club.
Yeah, I know you be doing it.
Not in 10 years, big man.
Nah, you be
bringing out your whole career plan and that.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you be in the clubs wilding, though.
What? Nah.
Bro, what's the behavior like in the club?
Nah, me? Yeah. It depends. Depends what the crack is.
Niggas come on here acting like they've got a gun to the back.
No, all I'm saying is, yeah, ask the man about me.
I can't run here. There's no niggas backing
you. I'll be real, do you know what I mean? It depends if I'm having a wild time. I very much enjoy, you know, just standing off, not doing too much, chat to a couple girls, this and that. You know,
so you that creep in the corner. You know that creep.
I'm playing the 10 role. You know me, I'm playing the 10 role. Very chatty.
Ludo's that guy in the corner. They don't even know I got hungry.
Are you secure? I got my fire in the club for real.
Why has he got a trench coat in there? Why is it poking out?
I've been shooting from halfway.
You think it's a boner? Nah.
You're shooting from halfway.
Yo, when I get the licking, I've been shooting from halfway.
With a Henny,
but you know what? Yeah.
Couple Henny apples.
Yeah. Bro, I've been telling women I love them, but just off rip, you know, by accident, bro.
I used to be crazy. You ever be like talking to a babe, like licked, and like the conversation flowing so much, like you're just having a good time, and then next morning they're trying to reciprocate the energy.
Yeah,
it's like, come on, babe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was drunk.
The time's gone, man.
I
was
drunk as hell.
Time's gone.
Should have fucked me then.
Yeah. Time's gone.
I'm not really trying to get to know you, bro.
Hey. I'm with the missus tonight. Yeah. chill. Hey. Hey, stop calling my phone.
No, what?
Block the number, bro.
I'm with my family. I got kids.
I got too much to lose.
You don't even know how real that is. You don't even know how real that is, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's so real, man. Saying anything, they'll be like, are you serious? Are you really serious? Yeah, I'm serious.
But women,
bro, I want to get to know you.
You ever moved to a beanie? Yeah. You ever moved to a beanie on a sourced up night and then you get the text in the morning, you're like,
yeah. I was just kidding.
Yeah, like, this ain't real. Like, this ain't real, bro.
You know, actually, you are praying that they don't reply to you.
Yo, mom's. I am not who I was last night, bro. I am not that guy.
What I do be doing is, like, I just be getting the Insta. And they'd be just on my Insta for like a good 2 years. And
facts.
I might hit him up like 2 years later. You see them?
Hey, I'm in your city.
Hey, I swear to you, sending that I'm in your city text is so crazy.
We're crazy.
That shit actually never works, man.
I mean, you don't know who you are.
Yeah, like, brother.
What?
Well, the thing is, yeah, it only works for like, say you're in the city, you put Manny, yeah. She responds to you, not saying I'm in your city, but like,
yeah.
So?
Yeah. I'm in your city. Definitely.
I was down and out, yeah. I was in Manny one time, yeah. And then me and my old partner, should I say. Okay. We was meant to move to Manning together.
Okay, mate.
And I was just there. I was like, nah, man. I got a text. I was like, Manning a real great place, man. Like,
I got beef there.
I was like, nah, man. I was like, yeah, like we should have moved out there. And she just gave me the thumbs up.
Yo, that's too bad for that. That's too
bad. She just gave me the thumbs up, and I was just like, damn, like losing a good woman.
You joke, man. Yeah.
But no,
text go green.
But you know, but like going through that,
Seen man fumble, but I've never seen man fumble like Alex before. Actually,
what are you kidding me?
I've seen niggas fumble. You're lying. I've seen niggas fumble like Alex before. Alex is
the biggest fumblers. Oh, the biggest fumble I've ever seen. Fuad.
What? Yeah.
Wait. No. Close files. No. Files are closed.
That one brazy.
Yo, files are closed.
He's fumbled he fumbled my wife. I saw her. I was like, that should have been me. Nah, but sometimes you be looking at like the your guy's a woman that they fumbled, and you're low key looking at her like, nah, man, I wouldn't have wasted her time. You be low key scheming like, yeah. Nah, man, like. You done her wrong.
You're like, oh, I'm gonna call this guy like that anyway. Give me one chance. Give me one chance.
You see that when that lick is
like, stop messing up. How are you, sis?
You know when they're going through that breakup, he's like, nah, man, yeah, man, he ain't shit. Yeah. You know what we was doing in so and so. Yeah, I mean, you go. Sometimes
he was my girl.
You ever talk to a bad thing in a club, yeah, or somewhere like a bar or something? And me, and then she was like, she went to me, you got to loosen up. That's what I realized. Right, I'm fumbling, I'm mid-fumble, you know. This is
what? Oh, she said that?
I thought I was doing well.
She said, touch is heavy.
Bro, I thought I was doing well, but I was losing the ball, bro.
She said you're stiff.
I was losing the ball, brother. I was losing the ball in there.
United.
Bro, no wing mirrors, you're not left or right.
I was losing the ball.
Wait, mid-convo, she said,
you got to loosen up.
She told him, stop, breathe, relax, then talk to me.
You know you're trying out a club, pre-season, come back, talk about half-time, like, even half-time, 5 minutes in, like, yeah, you're done. Bro, yeah,
what's going on for that?
I was terrified. I thought I was doing alright. I was doing okay.
You thought you were doing alright?
And then she was like, oh, you got to
maybe you were nervous.
Like they said, but it's a game of opinions. You thought you were doing alright. She thought, nah.
Rare, man.
She was like, boo.
Do you know how bad it is? Do you know how bad it is that you clock your fumble in mid-fumble, bro? Mid-fumble, I was in there like this.
I think, did you rectify it? Did you bring it back? You couldn't, innit?
I lost her, bro.
After that, I'll be stuttering.
Yeah,
I lost her, man.
But nah, there was one time. I was in Oceania.
Where?
Watford, of course. Okay. Of course, yeah. This is that
R&B room, yeah.
Yeah. This is when Oceania, when you had to wear the church shoes to get in. they were letting no blacks, no dogs, bro. No Irish in there.
No black, no dogs, no.
But yeah, I remember I was walking up to this one girl, and like, she just saw me coming up to her. She's like, don't even bother. I just,
rare.
I said, this is the shortest. I know the guys are looking at me like,
oh, because you said I'm gonna go over.
This was like my 18th birthday, so my brother and his friends took me out. So obviously they're like, so the ages were ranging from like, they were like 22 to like 27.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know when you're young, first time in a club, they're all like,
yeah, you gotta move to things. Yeah, you gotta move to things. Yeah, well, you gotta get numbers.
Bro,
yeah.
They'll point at a girl. Yeah.
Yeah. You
don't even like her.
Yeah.
And you're like, you gotta move to her. And I was like, okay, macho man. You know what I mean? Clicking with my church shoes on. How you doing, miss? But nah, they're...
When the Chelsea boots and that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were you wearing Chelsea boots?
Chelsea boots are nasty though, man.
Nah, aye, bro. They had a time in, do you know what I mean? They had that time. They had a time in place.
Yeah, no. They had a time.
They're so nasty. They're so nasty. Do you know where Chelsea
boots are? They're rough.
Nah, not anymore though. But I had a time. I had a time.
Nah, do you know what?
I had a time.
Chelsea boots were nasty, no. Chelsea boots were the come up from the church shoes. It was like, alright, cool. I can't get in certain places, but these I can make it look stylish with a little fitted jeans.
There was a thing. There was a progression, bro. Because before that, it was the desert boot thing. But no, desert boots, and then they hit the Chelsea boots.
Desert.
Hey man, there was a lot. There's a lot, bro. There's a lot going on,
Captain.
You ever look at your like old pictures, not even like from 4 or 5 years ago. I'm talking like
10 years,
like 17.
Easily.
And look at your drip.
Easily.
Bro, I used to have
the chinos and the Vans.
Yeah.
Shocking.
You see,
shocking.
I used to have that biker jacket, that zip top.
Oh, that's
yeah. I used to bust
Harley Davidson.
I used to bust it down with
the level one as well.
Yeah, Gav Force is just sons of anarchy, bruv. Oh, hey, yo.
I was a nasty nigga back then.
And I think it's got like the rolls there on the side as well.
And don't get twisted.
The spikes as well.
No. That's nasty work, that one.
I had the chin strap as well.
Oh!
Put him in the register, man.
Oh!
Put him in the register, man.
Yeah. Were you hanging about with a big titty goth girl?
Yo!
Those girls were very underrated. That was at a time when people would be like coming up to me like, are you Jason Derulo? I'd be like, stop
okay.
it. Jason Derulo shit.
I bet you wearing the flower shirt as well.
No, I didn't go that far. That you was tapped in though at one point. Oh. This is when Ludo was betting on horses.
No, that was a spooky time, hey, actually. It was a spooky time, man.
Oh, wait, we re-up money on horses.
It's a spooky time, man. Sick,
bro. Hey, shout out to that gambling addiction.
Hey, man, that gambling addiction had me crazy. Yeah.
Shout out to Tenali and them, man.
Hold tight, put an arm round him.
we all had our time with gambling, bro. We all had our time.
Yeah, I definitely had.
Nah, man, you always see the accas that you put £1 on. It's like 13 teams, bro. Oh, man. What do you know about the Japanese second league, bro? Or like the Polish youth?
This guy was betting Australia on the 18th.
What do you know about that?
Wait,
Melbourne FC and that on the 18th.
Bro, you don't even watch the A League. What do you know about the 18th, bro?
You know the A League. He's betting on the under 18th.
I'm moving like Reem scouting.
You know what time those games come on, bro?
It's mad.
Did you
win?
No, never, man. You know, you don't even know what's going on in this game.
You don't know, bro. No. Come on, man. You don't know half the stuff.
Sometimes it got so bad. Sometimes you know, like Bet 365. Yeah, sometimes I have streams for the games.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We'll be up like 6 a.m. Bro. Watching Melbourne v Sydney.
Bro, the thing is, yeah.
Like, you have a lot of players.
Bet 365. Yeah. If you bet like a minimum of 10p, you can watch the game.
Yeah.
And that's how they got me in, because I just wanted to watch some ball like 4 a.m. And then in play betting, you're thinking, who's number 9?
Yeah. Let's get a shot off. Who will score next?
Bro, I had guys in the J3 league, the third tier Japanese league. Oh, yeah,
they don't
have
full, time.
Yeah. I don't even know who they man are, bro.
The man got other jobs.
Man's betting on Kim Jong Un and them.
Not even him. At least people know who that guy is. At least, him.
Hey, so that's a good league, though.
Hey, but
you don't know who he is. Another man. Name one team from that league.
I had a friend, I'm not gonna say his name, he's playing not league, he's told me like, I'm gonna get a yellow card today.
Put money on it.
Hey, that's what.
And the thing is, you get yellow card in the most weirdest ways.
Cash money though. Hey, yo.
How did you not bag him?
Triggering an arsehole just over and over money, again. Though.
At least you got the whole game doing the most baddest shit. Yeah, I remember Frank had that clock, like, why is that doing weird shit to get booked?
Yeah, nah, it gets scary.
It's a horrible.
But
yeah,
you don't hear about DJ Envy.
he might be done, you know.
What happened to DJ Envy?
He was running the Ponzi schemes.
Yeah, on that houses and on accommodation, apartments and that.
So he was running with this other guy.
Called Caesar, who was it? Saying, right?
Caesar. He was in jail for fraud. Guy looked like a human fist, bro.
Ludo will show you him, but like the thing is, it's just the fact that DJ Envy was on the Breakfast Club. Yeah, he was like,
he didn't talk about property and wealth and all that shit.
He was talking. He was like,
you're a fraud.
He was like, Caesar learned real estate in jail.
Okay.
Like, if you imagine you going to the doctors, you're like, where'd you get your degree? A nigga says jail.
Throw him.
It was just remind me of like the days that I got hooked onto a Ponzi scheme, man.
What? Yeah. No, you didn't.
Listen, no. That's a canon event, bro. That's a canon event, man.
But no,
which one was you on?
My one.
Not ACN.
I was on ACN, but which one was you?
You got
on?
ACN?
ACN.
They actually bagged you.
No. I didn't end up actually signing up, but I went to the meetings, bro.
Wait. What is ACN?
Remember that pyramid scheme? Like you sign someone, then they sign you.
No, you gotta sell like services or let's say
foot massage.
No.
It's not that.
It's something called a pack of like mineral pills or like Belvita type of thing
or some shit like for example,
or
they'll do like selling like a weird broadband or something.
Yeah, Virgin broadband or whatever. Like just you're random back end stuff.
That post office Wi-Fi.
You only make money when you get like guys under you. Before that, you don't make no bread.
Of course you don't.
But you got to pay to like £500 to sign up and shit.
When they
when they get you, yeah, to come to the meeting, like, come like, to this meeting because I feel like you've got it.
Your money, come to this meeting.
I can't tell you what it's about, but you know what it's about when you get there.
Come just like where's smart and that.
But bro, I was 18 thinking I was gonna make
but my
Wall Street, innit?
Yeah. My one was different though. I was working with the Russians.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I remember, to get the hell out of Eastern Europe. you've done too much mileage, too many footprints in Eastern Europe. Yeah, yeah,
you know them away games in the Europa League.
This guy loves Lekrosnan.
What are you doing, Azerbaijan?
Please.
Anti Makachar
Lander. It was a weird time. I was like probably like 17. But yeah, I must have got an email saying I've been accepted to a job role.
Okay.
I said, huh?
I didn't apply for this.
Yeah,
but I remember this. God,
yeah, no, but yeah, then he sent me, he was like, I'll send over your passports and stuff. I was like, but I needed money though.
Okay.
So then he was like, as soon as you send over your stuff, it's like £500 just there. And I was like, say swear, bare naive. Done that, yeah. Guy sent the cash like to my to account. And he's like, oh, your first job assignment, he sent like another 1,500. He was like, yeah, just take it out and then go to Western Union transfer, whatever. Done that. And like keep 200. So you put over like 1,300. I had that, say swear. Done it a couple times over, you know what I mean? So I'm like, bro, I've already got like the 500, I made like a grand in like 3-4 days. Yeah. I'm thinking, yeah.
We got Mel Chapel.
Yeah. Then I remember getting a phone call. And like, you know, back in the days where like it was like an unknown, like it wasn't +44, it was spooky. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't pick up. He sent an email just saying, pick up the phone. Like, you know, when you get a formal email, it's like, oh, hi, Alex. Mm-hmm. Can you just like,
just pick up the phone?
It was like, pick up the phone. There's some random email. I was like, ah, cool. Must have been my guy.
Yeah.
And I just heard some like Russian accent saying, oh, yeah, we're going to send over more money. Do you think you could do it? I was like, how much? He's like, oh, around like 5K. Then I think done that. And he sent over more. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
I saw that on my account and I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
I can't run off on a plug.
Yeah, then so I'm trying to take it out now. And then you see when you're the clerk in the brunch, she's like,
Wait
right there.
Yeah, no, you should have left. You should have left from then.
But me naive as shit, just waiting and shit, and then just waiting. And I'm like, it's taking like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like,
you're about calling the police.
Yeah, you know, like 5 minutes in the bank is a long time because you're just sweating. Like, and she came out with the manager, and she's like, follow me to the back real quick. I'm finna go to jail. Okay. And they were like, what's going on? Mm. And I was like, what do you mean? Mm. It's like, why are you doing all this? Da-da-da. Then I was like, I'm still a minor. I was like, can't really be talking to me without my parents. Mm. Da, da, da. And they were like, kind of right. So I went home. So I left and now I'm sweating. So I just left and it's like, I'm not going back to the bank. I didn't tell my mum. Then I'm just chilling at my boy's yard. I get the phone call. This guy's pissed. Like, he's like, where's the money? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, something happened with the bank. They're saying I couldn't take it out. And he said, what are you going to do about it? And he's like, because I need my money.
Yeah.
And with this Russian accent, I'm scared as shit.
You sound scared.
I just hung up. Guy belling off my phone, sending like threats and stuff. Like, he's like, bro, are we like got your passport details? Da, 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 I know where you live. I'm like, like it was one of them ones. Yeah,
this
like
is a mess.
Like I was on the phone to my friends. I don't know. I was at my friend's house. You know when you're on the phone, I was getting cooked by this Russian guy. Yeah. And I was like, my friend was like, who's that? And nah, it's just like my boy was bugging. I was like, but I got to go home now. Bro, I'm sweating. I was like, who do I go to? Like, do I go to my brother? I was like, my brother's useless against these Russians. I was like, if I tell my dad, my dad's just going to switch. Like, he ain't going to handle it. He's just gonna beat me up.
As he should, bro.
I just went to my mom. I was like, "Mommy, I made a mistake." Told her everything. She was like, "You are the stupidest person I've ever met." And bro, then she was like, "Give me your email so I can see all the emails and stuff." So she printed it all off, yeah. She gave me the papers and she said, you go into the bank and giving them all this. Yeah. Nigga went to the bank with a brown envelope. I said, I'm ready to.
Dossier.
Yeah. I said, I'm ready to talk.
Hang on, yeah.
You didn't even need no KFC.
I'm thinking like,
no, nothing. Bro, I snitched that day with no KFC.
You,
no water.
An empty stomach.
Bro.
Bro, I went home, came back. Snitched, yeah, bro. I said,
and they didn't give you any chicken.
They should have left. They should have let you keep the 5 bags, bro.
Bro,
they should have kept the 5 bags.
That's blood money.
Bro,
they need that.
Bro, literally gave them all the papers. Then my account was suspended, and I had to leave like nationwide. I set up with Santander because when you're under 18, you get away with that.
Yeah.
Like, because that's when like the 419 guys, they always used to say, just give me your debit card when you're like the middleman. If your account gets closed down, you can't really do your credit score might get fucked if it's. Usually it's a minus, like it's just being stupid. But yeah, man, there was a lot of fraudulent ways going on back in the days, man. But shout out to my man. Shout out to the Russians, though. Bless you. I made a grand back in then when I was 17. That lasted me a good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Usually when he gets thingy suspended, bro, your credit is affected for the next 6 years, bro.
Bro,
6 years, bro.
Yeah, I was like 17, bro. I was like. I wasn't gonna buy a house like
by 23. He's calm.
But that's the thing. I didn't even check my credit score until I was like 21, 22, and it was all cool. But with like first offenses, they're usually just like, this guy's just stupid.
Yeah,
it's like they're not that bad. But if I run it again,
they're like,
nigga, you ain't getting nothing.
Because that's why you see a lot of people in their main bank is like Metro Bank or something.
Yeah,
that's why.
Nigga banking with the post office.
Back
in secondary, ACs are going crazy.
Yeah, bro,
they were going so crazy.
But I feel like he was flogged the most in East. That's where it was, I think.
Yeah, bare full stars. But yeah, ACs were getting crazy. Like BBM things, like
ten racks.
Bro, you know what? You man only see 1K, bro.
Who's seeing 1K? Who?
Yeah, the holder's not seeing 1K.
He's not seeing that.
Man and the uncle who does it, bro. They're seeing all that fees. Meals, bro.
Baby that, bro.
Holder getting like 150. That was the going rate.
Yeah, hold that.
I mean,
150.
Yeah, bro.
These holders are getting bumped.
Bumped, bro.
They were telling me about 700 and that.
Bro,
maybe the middleman feels nice. Yeah, I'll give you 700, but
no. Middleman will get 700 if he's got a holder, but a holder getting 700, I might do that full time. Fuck that. I'll sign up with Metro, Monzo, Revolut,
Starlink.
Do you know, people online be complaining like, man, Monzo shut down my account because you was doing fraud. Monzo doesn't randomly be like, we're shutting down your account. I've never heard that. It just doesn't happen. But I could say that my Monzo could go tomorrow. That's why I always say my overdraft over there. But it gets scary, man. Them Ponzi schemes, man. Stay away.
Yeah, stay away, man. If it's too good to be true, never. It probably is, man.
Hey, that's facts, though. Listen, there's no free lunch in this world, bro.
But sometimes, hey, don't listen to me. Sometimes you need to be that guy to test the waters.
To run back to
the guys and be like, yo.
They're back.
Hey, it's a lick. That man got guns. Oh shit, man! What else?
I thought remember the people like running in grow yards a lot, innit?
Yeah.
They don't hear about if you're running the wrong grow yard, you're not coming back out.
The Romanians grab you.
You're not leaving there, bro.
Oh
yeah, we running the grow yard. We took bare weed, bare food. We sold that, made peas, free money.
Do you know that's
running the wrong grow yard?
You see, guys always talk about I did this off of taking a risk. Yeah. They don't tell you what happens when you go wrong. They don't tell you what.
There was one time, I was rolling with my boy.
Now, Chef, it's got your arm.
I think I was
coming at Captain Hook, bro.
Yeah. This is my last story, but I was rolling with my boy in the last day of like year 11. Yeah, this is where we all split up, and then it was like we was like in Palmer's Green, and it was like that dap. Like I don't even know when I'm gonna see you again because like you know we at school, you only see each other at school, and he was like, "Oh, you sure you don't wanna come like with Green with me?" And I was like,
"What?"
I was like. Back in the high road with Green, it's like if you was there, you needed to be there for something. You just don't go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then I ain't heard from this nigga for four years yet.
Hey, Selassie, come out of yard.
I swear, I didn't hear from him for like 4 years. And then and I see him, he posts up on Insta, like you know when them trapper friends, they make an Insta and like, the face ain't even on it. Yeah. But then he like messaged me. And that guy's a big time drug dealer, yeah? I was like, rah. I was like, what happened? He was like, remember the last day of year 11? Yeah. Yeah. He was like, I ran up into a grow and just like nabbed bare shit. And then he was like, that's how I started it. And then and I was like, say swear. And he was like, I think they like had like a machete, like got like a cut on his arm or some shit. And I was just thinking, that could have been me.
Yeah.
No, but you told me to come with you for that.
But I was like,
look out.
That's the thing. And you know them back in the days when you're young, like, you're very influenced. Like, once you're there, you're there.
Yeah.
Like,
if back out now.
If a man says, hold this, and you're just holding it, you're just like, fuck it. Like, but, yeah.
Nah, bro.
Nah, I've done dumb shit. I held a rap school.
Okay, bro.
Bro.
Right, bro.
Yeah, bro. But I didn't know, bro. Like, I think
hold your gym bag. Don't look inside.
No, this one, yeah. I've said this before.
You don't look inside the murder. Like, I am not holding.
I need to know.
Bro, I swear to you, my boy left his bag in form.
Yeah.
And like he went to like form head of year. So I just picked it up while we left form. Like, you know what I mean?
Bag
was heavy as shit. I was like, there's no books in this shit.
And, you can't read, I know him.
He wasn't in like period one or two, so I'm just carrying the bag around, like waiting to see him at like break time. Catch him at break. And he's like, oh, I heard you got my bag. And I was like, yeah. He's like, did you look inside? I was like, nah. And he was like, thank God. And I was like, why?
What do you mean?
Nigga, you see that in the playground, took me to a corner, yeah? First and last time I seen a white, I said, whoa! white boy as well. And then I was like,
you had a sort of shotty.
No, it was like a little pistol.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you using that for? He was like, I'm going to blam so-and-so today. I was
you can be attached to murder.
Wait, does that count?
Bro, and he was like,
nah. What gun residue his fingers are like? Because we're holding
back. I was like, nah, you're not. He's like, bro, he's like, he was in his head, yeah. Like the way he was telling me, he was.
Yeah.
But I could tell that he didn't have the heart for it, man.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Because
if he did, that's actually the murder, bro.
Nah, but I was just that young, naive bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My boy's done that for a while. We always look out for each other.
But what if he actually did something crazy?
Bro, he's.
Oh, I was at uni, One of my brethren. One of my brethren at uni, Sorry to cut you off, my bro.
Nah, my mom was done.
One of my brethren at uni, He had another friend of his that obviously was holding for another, like, shot or whatever, And he knew about this, fine, innit? If it was just a little weed or whatever, it was fine, One day, the guy comes to my brethren and goes, oh, hold this bag for me and come with me somewhere, innit? All right, whatever. Like, no big deal. Like, police are around the area or whatever, And then, obviously, just go act normal, innit? Cool. They get to wherever they're going, they walk past the police here, they get past here. Bro, in the bag, it's not weed. He opens the bag, it's white in the it's very big.
It's snowing.
God, it's like.
You know, so mad, You know what, it's so bad? He's the guinea pig.
Yeah.
You know what? Nobody would have wait for time. Mama would have bust it. On me,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't comment, like,
the thing is,
he's thinking, all right, cool, maybe I get a few years because it's little, like, because it was Class C back then. Do you know what I'm saying? Class C back then.
Bro, he's coming back now.
It's one of them ones where the police open it. What? Yeah. I never knew that. Have you seen that model guy? He got bagged.
Oh, yeah, with the cocaine.
He was in Peru and he's. the video footage of them busting open the suitcase and he's like, what? And he's like,
bro.
hey, when a nigga does this, he
you guilty, bro.
That's it.
You got me.
He's either guilty or snitching.
But you're doing both.
South America prison is crazy,
bro,
you know.
7 years in South America prison, bro.
That's crazy, you know.
The language.
Oh, they
kill
fucked.
People in prison.
Somebody said he's pissed because that's them prisons where you got to go in and punch up the first guy just to prove a point.
Yeah.
And you don't even know if you're coming out alive. That's the one thing I fear most is being like...
Banged up abroad.
Like, they'll probably treat you like shit.
Has Fredo just been locked up?
He's in Dubai and he got Rodri.
Is that like, do we know that?
Yeah. Hey, sorry, sometimes, hey, isn't the brother from West?
Western as well, right?
Why is he always carrying whaps on him,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, who's he got issues with, bro? Like, who's
he's always lying.
You are,
always,
bro. You are R&B singer.
Let me get you. He got bagged like a couple years back.
Yeah, he came out.
For whaps. He did a couple years. Comes out and he's still alive.
Akel.
Yeah.
No, what's going on?
Niggas forget, yeah. Niggas forget, yeah. Bro, I saw one, I think, what's it? The music connoisseur. That nigga Shiesty, yeah? Yeah. He put up a report. He was like, yeah, he just came out for firearms and assaulting a 60-year-old woman.
Bro, I saw that.
And then everyone was like, damn, he's gone again. I was like, bro, are we missing a No,
yeah, he was previously done for assaulting a 60-year-old woman.
That's one of them ones, yeah.
Plus, for firearms as well. So, yeah. Bro, you already know you're under over whatever. Yeah. Why you always got something on you, bro?
Yeah, nah.
All I'm saying is that the man them let a lot slide.
Yeah. Bro, yeah. 100%.
Man, he's the first day home, yeah, he should have been on any podcast explaining what happened. Clearing his name. He'd be like, nah, I didn't assault her, I barged her. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, all right, cool, because bro. What's going hey, not condoning anything, but a 60-year-old okay.
woman. Yeah, but can we, like, imagine you're his boy now, and I've gone, yo, what? Are you glad the kill's out, yeah? And you're like, yeah, that's my boy. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but.
What's going on with that? Yeah.
But why did he hit a 6-year-old?
Yeah.
And then
he barged her.
What does his boy respond?
He barged her.
You know, some ruthless guys be like, yeah, man, she was chatting West.
Like, yeah, she was bound to get it. What?
But no. The OAP.
But no, man.
She was an op.
Who you beefing?
Okay.
You beefing?
No. I had reason to believe. Yeah.
But shout out to like Western. Like niggas said that now that he's gone, they can finally flourish. But he was one of them.
What do you mean? What?
They can finally.
Who said that?
So they were saying he was holding them back.
Kinda.
What? They came out.
No, people
saying that. Akel, he's like.
No, I know.
He's not the main guy. But
I know, bro. But are you saying that Louis and flipping?
Highly.
No, they weren't saying that.
People
saying that.
No, on Twitter. Me.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
No.
This guy's the only tweets I see on my timeline. Bro.
Yeah, man.
He's a sick guy, though.
I only see this guy on my timeline.
Man got bagged again, bro. He's cooked, bro.
Who? Yeah, no, he's finished. Cooked, he's very finished.
You don't get half the time. You have to do the full. Whatever he's doing, bro.
Yo, wherever he's in, he must be frying, though. I don't know.
Yeah, he must be frying.
Hey, wherever he's in, bro, he must be frying, bro.
Sometimes rappers be going to jail for an album rollout.
Or marketing promo.
Wait.
Bro. Nines went away for the medicinal charges. Nigga came out like 9 months with an album ready.
Crop Circle 3.
Listen, we're not saying.
They're just trying to live their raps.
It's gone too far. We're not saying something's weird.
You know,
it's suspicious.
You know what I knew, like, it's gone too far, yeah. I don't know what someone said, yeah. He said, why are you rapping, bro? You go do the drill first. Wait, then you can rap. You go hurt someone and you can rap. Hey, I rap, you lie, bro.
That's the gateway.
Just
lie about it.
Lie about it. I don't want you King Von's, bro.
No, fact.
Rapping every single thing. Yeah. Every word, like, yo.
But sometimes
belief is all right.
There's a conversation to be had. Like, sometimes we force the rappers to live that life. You're like, he lying in his raps.
And then you find out he's in prison. Oh, obviously.
And then,
then you call him stupid for going to prison for crashing out.
What you said? You said it.
He said he was lying. Now you have to show you. Nah, I ain't lying.
The lose, man.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think rappers like definitely have like an ego. Like sometimes you don't need to be doing the stuff. Bruv, you're doing
the ego in the music.
And sometimes the Fredo situation. It's like his one was probably like he wasn't moving anything. Probably like personals. Like yeah. You know what I mean. But at the same time, is you're in Dubai.
Like I know some rappers. Yeah, they signed a deal, but they're still shotting.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Like stuff like that, bro. Like. You don't need to do that anymore.
But I think
they're
just
rapping about I don't know which one I prefer.
Yeah.
So big man, I bet I know.
Hey, but sometimes I think it's just something. Like, I think it's a sickness. Yeah, them man thinking it's like built. Them niggas want to be Jay-Z so bad. Like Like, I started this foundation, but
all rappers, yeah, that signed a deal, whatever, but they're still riding out. Bro,
yeah.
What are you doing, bro?
You're risking so much.
Yeah.
Why are you still shooting people?
Do you remember what was it? Why for Lucia? Why are you in the car? Who's gonna pay the lawyers?
Yeah,
bro?
Why are you in the car doing the work, bro?
Do you know what? It's like a shame when certain like rappers go away, like LD. Like, come on, like he was putting out great music, and it's like, kind of lose him to the streets, and it's like, you didn't really. It's like it's hard to get out of their lifestyle. It's not,
of course, yeah.
Like,
nobody
gangbanging just puts in their resignation.
Yeah, you can try. I don't care if you resign. If I still see you, he's on.
Because at the same time, there's a whole load of youngers looking up to him. Like, that's my way out. He's doing the music thing. He's gonna bust me. He's gonna do this. I'm gonna get onto his record label. Like, nigga, you ain't got no juice.
To be fair, you know, one block as well. Bro, Broadwell for OFB, bro. Bear rappers appear every single day, bro.
Yeah, no.
Bro, football team with them.
It's a factory, bro.
It's a factory.
Broadwell Farm, that's a little factory going on. I ain't ever want to be there. last time I was there, I was like 11, 12. Clashford made me run around the Broadwell Farm.
The whole estate.
Bro, it's like an army jog. It's like you got to do it 6-7 times. And the guys are outside. So
posted.
You training at like 6-7 p.m., dark as shit. Nigga got you running around, bro. And back then, you know, back in the days when a nigga had like Nike puffer jacket and he had a 28-inch chain just hanging from his knees. That nigga was up to no good. That nigga already got 4 bodies. I'm gonna be the fifth.
No, but remember that black Nike puffer jacket he squeezed.
Yeah,
bro, that one.
That was a scary one.
That little jacket.
The long chain was an error, bro. The Johnny Guns gigs, the long thing.
Yeah, the bike chain.
Yeah. That long thing. Yeah. That was
And was it the thing? Was it Prada or was it Gucci hat?
Ferraducci.
The Ferraducci hat, bro. Yeah. Ferraducci, man. Hey, that's heritage.
That was a shiesty nigga.
Boot cuts and air forces.
Our heritage. It's our heritage.
Heritage right there, bro.
Johnny Cuts had a fresh one. We didn't even go.
You on holiday?
That was like gourds. But let me switch this up, man. I had a question to ask you lot. It was about like lifestyles and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you lot rather have, Like, a married lifestyle, no kids, but you're living a very lavish lifestyle. Or you're married, 3 kids, but you're in like a 2-bedroom. No, let's say like 3-bedroom, just living okay-ish. So it's either you're married,
mm-hmm.
but no kids, but you're living very nice, lavish. Or a second option is you're married, like 2 or 3 kids, and you're kind of like living paycheck to paycheck, but you're still kind of fine.
That's a hard one.
The both issues is the married.
Hey,
he said it, not me.
Just seeing this guy.
What would you lot pick?
That's a very hard one.
Lavish, man.
Give me lavish, no kids.
Yeah, lavish, no kids.
Lavish, no kids.
And the thing is, obviously I want kids. I'm gonna have bare kids or whatever. But like,
and you already got 3.
What?
You don't claim them.
Okay, yep.
Not in this country, bro.
First white nigga not to pay child support. You got him.
That's a I'm fucking crying.
You're a terrible guy. No, I think it'd have to be. You can still go out there and get your stuff done. You imagine go out traveling. Imagine these amazing dinners you're going for. Imagine the rooms you're getting into. You can come back at 2 a.m. because you don't have no dumb kids.
Mm.
Otherwise, but. Oh, if you're living that like cooped up,
yeah,
it might be the
family life.
But the thing is, though, I don't want to be like mad up and being in a relationship, bro. Because that's a waste of funds.
He's right.
No, it isn't.
I have all this money. I have all this access to money,
and I'm giving it to one girl I can give it.
How's
to
that
them?
A waste of funds, bro? You're going to be spending on multiple women otherwise.
That's the point he's trying to make.
That's even more bread wasted, though.
But I'm up.
If I'd DM these Insta baddies like, yo.
Okay. All right, bro.
Your flight's booked.
All right, bro.
You went every single day, bro.
But what are you picking?
No, the first one, I think. Now that I think about it, because like financial issues can make you hate your family, bro. I'm saying. You hate your family, bro.
You park up, you don't go inside the house.
I'm sure. I'm sure my dad hated me like for a good 10 years.
Oh.
He comes down at the middle of the night and I've left the PlayStation on because I ain't got a memory.
Oh,
he's turning that.
Running up that bill. But
saves up. So you do hate your family, But you got a kid, he's not gonna do well with school. So like, bro, why are you
What
am I paying for? Oh, he shit, I'm sports. You can't even help me out of the hood. So why are you here, bro?
Nah, yeah, nah. I write,
your wife's annoying. You think you and wife don't have sex anymore? you no longer attract to each other?
Yeah, first one, man. First one.
Give me
probably first one, bro.
You know, hates women.
Probably first
nah,
one.
Nah, because, yeah, nah. Yeah, but the only thing is...
But a big man needs some kids, though, innit?
Yeah, yeah. The only thing is when you get old and it's like, you got nothing but your wife.
Jamie Foxx got kids.
Yeah,
he's kind of like my poster boy for like partying the whole time, all these years.
Yeah, that nigga copped a new hairline and he said, I'm outside.
Fair enough.
Re-up on the hairline.
Fair enough.
You go again.
Has he been outside all these years or did he take
it? He had a stroke last year. He's been inside, cooped up.
Yeah, I know that.
But he's fine now.
Came back out with a snow bunny.
Yeah.
You know what? Nigga. Jamie was a snow bunny.
Niggas went to hell and came back with a snow bunny.
That's where they all at, man. The fuck?
Who's this bitch?
Hey.
I'd love to be a dad and all that, yeah, but like...
But I want to be a dad in certain like things, requirements in place. I can't be living paycheck to paycheck being a dad.
Bro, because do you know how...
Living paycheck by yourself is stressful enough, but having kids, people depending on you.
Do you know how bad it is? Because if it was just me, I can make some cuts, right? Yeah. And then try and make my life better in the long run, innit? Yeah. But then you can't even do that with kids. You just have to pay this.
And the thing with kids, yeah... They always be coming up with like some dumb thing you need to pay for. We're going on a trip. I'm gonna need.
I have £30 on my account, and my kids coming to ask me for a PS5. I might lose it in that house, you know. I might lose my mind in that crib.
Say if you had kids nowadays, like one's going to secondary school. How much a week?
But those uniforms are expensive.
Yeah.
They growl them quickly.
Yeah.
And plus school lunch and all that. What's it called? Thingy money.
But yeah, money. So I don't know about, say if you have kids now and you send them to secondary school.
Yeah.
How much are you giving them a week for like school lunch?
£10. You're going to have to grind like me. Grind like me.
Inflation.
Inflation.
£20, fair enough.
What do they even need to buy though?
The chicken and chips after school pussies. And all that rubbish.
Yeah, chicken and chips not even £1. Not even £1.
It's not that much.
You give £1, you could get two burgers and chips and you can split that with your boy and your boy's.
Two for two at Sam's, you saved a lot of lives. I'll tell you the truth.
I mean,
both get burger and chips, you're good to
know. I'll tell you the truth, my bro.
You know what I mean? When you're with the broke homie.
Yeah,
and he's just looking at you, yamming on your two burgers and he's like, slide it to him. He's like, I fed this nigga.
I'll put him on. Call me big bro.
Hey, you in the club with baddies. Hey, remember that time when I had to buy you burgers?
Yo!
Terrible guy.
Man, that's good time.
Terrible
guy. I fed you. I'm your daddy.
You're your guy putting money together like Power Rangers, bro. Like,
But that's the thing.
I bring a shame for 1,000.
They don't even make 1,000 notes.
Oh, you're a fool.
Oh, okay.
I think...
You got 10 to 50 bags. Yes.
Bro, if you get Rolex to the Carti, what do you think?
You're so dumb.
Hey, man, this new mansion I just bought is pissing me off, bro.
Yo.
Should I invite these things over?
Yo, man. My cleaner didn't come. This didn't come today, man. It's jarring.
And I pay her $5,000 a week.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but definitely the whole kids thing. Yeah, I think it scares me, man. But then niggas coming up to me, you 36. But yeah, I think I'll take the kids.
Another thing is I can't do, I can't share my baby mom with someone.
That's dead.
What do you mean?
That's too dead.
I can't share my baby mom with someone.
Yeah, that's too dead, sir.
Oh, yeah.
That's too dead.
I know. Shout out to the stepfathers and shit. You're doing a great job.
It's a great job. It's a thankless job, but
you know what I mean?
I ain't doing that.
That man called it, they call it jackets. The jacket.
Yeah, jacket.
Man,
no, jackets when you have a kid, you think that's yours, but it's not yours.
Damn.
Oh, there's a term for that.
Paternity fraud.
Hey, yo, G-Lot, would you lot actually like definitely enforce the whole like DNA test?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. I don't
know.
Would
you actually? Like that, you know?
Would you actually?
Always. I'll do it on the sly. I won't tell my missus.
What do you mean you won't tell her? How would you not? How would you go around her?
No, I think I'd probably like get something from the baby, like a hair or something.
Yeah, hair. All you need is the baby.
Do you not need a permission at all?
I don't know, man. Baby.
It's my kid, right?
I've heard people do it secretly.
Is it?
Mm. Maybe he's spitting facts.
Yeah. The thing is, Jay, if you do it, though, she never look at you the same way, though.
Really?
Because she's like, you don't trust me.
Yeah, it's like niggas in America.
It's like literally the biggest thing you're saying, that kid,
you're cheating on me.
But let me
think that kid is not yours.
Let me say this, though.
That's the biggest like betrayal of trust.
Let me say this, though.
Because like, not only I cheated, though. I gave the kid that's not yours as well.
Personally, I think women take that to heart too much. Because like, in truth, you love me. You should want to give me peace of mind. It shouldn't even be that deep. Because you know you didn't do nothing. You should give me peace of mind.
Peace of mind shouldn't be worth that.
Worth what?
Shouldn't be worth like you breaking up this.
No, but it shouldn't even get there. That's my point. In truth, you didn't do anything. This should be water off your back. You didn't do nothing.
Like, I didn't do anything. But what? Seriously, say you also you cheated, but you didn't do it. Like, you're gonna bug out.
Nah, I didn't do nothing. You can check it. Whatever.
But, but why are you accusing me? But you like did do
that. But you know, at the same time, like, when you are cheating, and you're like, are you cheating on me? You're like. Does she know? Like, it's like one of them ones, like, what are you even talking about? You know?
Break first.
You know what I mean?
What are you even talking about?
What does she know? What does she know?
He's like, me. You're buying time to think of things like, nah. could never. She been through my phone? Yeah. That's one of the ones you should write. All right, just say no, because I going back on a lie, if you say no and she's like, but I found this. Okay, let's talk about it. Okay. I know I lied before, but I don't know that woman.
No, truth be told, I have to let it go at that point, though, to be honest. I think you have got to let it go, man.
Yeah.
I can't do the whole, like, let's make this work. I think it's dead. It's done.
But are you actually going to ask for a DNA test, though?
Am I going to ask for one? I don't think I will, in truth, right? Because that's not how I plan my life to go in it. But I see what people would.
I just see it as, like, I see what woman people that's would, take seriously. She's not going to be a thing that slime me out like that.
I would hope so, innit?
You know what I'm saying?
No, but
well, so you know, the game.
No, but you've also got to think of it like this, because them man that happened, I happened to them, they didn't think it happened to them either.
True, that is.
They didn't think it happened to them either. And they found out 8 years later. Then what?
Shit.
To be fair, I will find out as early as possible, then find out later. Because if I find out later, you're not mine. I'm still going to like love the kid because he's been so many years of memories. But we'll find out soon as, get out, kick rocks.
Bro.
I know some guys, they find out like when the baby's there, or they find out 2 months after. They literally cut off all ties.
Women lie the biggest lies. Men lie a lot, but women lie the biggest lies.
Women.
Also, I remember seeing a sort of stat. Guess what the two countries the biggest highest paternity fraud?
Nigeria is one of them, I'm sure.
Ghana.
100%. Jamaica. Nigeria and Jamaica.
Nigeria and Jamaica?
Yes, the women there, they be lying a lot.
Women
are not, they're shout not good to women, but I love them, man.
You know I'm Somali, right?
They're not good women, but I love them, man.
Would you get a DNA test?
You what?
Would you get a DNA test?
I would assume that youth's gonna look like me. That's depends saying, no. What flipping ethnicity I'm, but God, do you know what I mean?
It's quite white love is mad easy, man. It's none of that jigaboo stuff we be running through, man. Like,
what do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
Now, white people just be falling in love like mad quick
in school and that.
Yeah,
that house after school, pregnant for years,
pregnant.
Yeah, pregnant. In school,
we got niggas like Ludo, like just. We're in the talking stage. Now it's the dating stage.
Yeah. Why people do it in a straight line? Fall in love, high school sweethearts, get married, young, grow up, grow old, end up hating each other, but they stay together.
Yeah.
But it's all right though. He hates his family, but it's cool.
He's still around.
He's still there.
He might enter the house a bit late.
Yeah, but he's there. He's not there.
He's thinking of alcohol from time to time, but.
All the time.
But he's there.
No, but that's. That's the place outside of London and that really. There's nothing, and that's all over the world, sorry. Like, when you're not in a good city.
Snitching on himself. Hey, that only happens in my house, I mean.
Hey. No, but flipping, when you're in the city, like, you're not going to sit down and settle down. But the ones in the town, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Everyone's chatty-patty in these little towns or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just all about getting a partner because there's nothing else to do. I'm witnessing it now. I live in Kent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got some friends that have got a house in a village.
Yeah. They see you with like a good job and like, yeah, that's my way out. They're like, yeah, no.
Nah, yeah, man, they're wifed up. Yeah. They're wifed up.
But another question for you lot. This is like, say if you was driving in the middle of nowhere, like no CCTV, nothing, literally like a remote island.
Yeah.
And you lick off someone, like just run him over.
Keep driving.
No. Say you get out to see something and like he's like 80-90% dead.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you just
80-90%
dead? Like he's on his last legs, like finished, but he's still like twitching a little bit.
Damn, that's a good question.
On a remote island?
Not like somewhere that's like just a random, not a remote island.
Say like Route 66.
Like in America, where it's like
always, but it's at least just desert, you and desert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what, bro?
So you're not sure.
It's not looking good for my man.
I help him. I'm just driving off.
Hey, what I'm saying
you,
is, it's not.
You finish him off. Just send him on his way.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
It's a question. I'm asking. That's a question. I'm just asking.
A nigga says, shh.
I'm just asking. No, because he's suffering right now. He's suffering.
I only got 5 more seconds.
He's suffering. Do you not think that it's a mercy? Just say,
hey, your family's good. I promise.
I don't even know your family, bro.
I don't even know you.
All I know is you're not going home tonight, man. That's crazy.
You are going home, just not at home.
Up the room. That's crazy. I think if I saw him, I'd just be like, and then just drive off.
Yeah, bro.
Hope for the best, man.
Hope for the best. Pray like someone comes pick him up or something.
Yeah, no, but there's no one there though. Like,
if I run over him, there must be someone else, isn't it?
Just know that whip is getting sold tonight.
Yeah.
Imagine buying a whip and he's got bodies.
You might have.
You drive and you get pulled over.
You never know. Somebody's like, you buy a second hand or third hand whip. Yeah. You don't know what that would have been going through, bro. Yeah.
I got pulled over. That's how I got done for drink driving. Mm. They said the car I had was previously had firearms in it.
Yeah, that's like leaked
to shit.
That's crazy thing.
You're lying.
Bro, I was finished, and then imagine.
Like, yeah, feel you got a good deal in a car. Like, what?
Imagine
the car's hot, bro. Like.
No. Because I crashed my car, and then the insurance gave me a rental.
Yeah,
and then I got pulled over, and the police woman talking to me. And I'm thinking, I'm not even that drunk. I've only had like two or three drinks.
Yeah. That's still over the limit though, isn't it?
Yeah. These times it was like ciders and like one rum.
Oh yes.
Yeah, so I wasn't drink driving, yeah. But I was doing
over the limit, but you're not drunk. Yeah.
But then she was just telling me, she's like, everything seems all good. Mm. And she got into her car. I drive off and she stops me again.
AMP,
she's like, sorry, like I forgot. It's like my first day or whatever. I was meant to breathalyze you. So I'm there.
Sorry, man.
So I'm there. I'm trying the penny trick in your tongue. Like put the penny thing in your mouth and blow. That ain't work.
I never heard about that.
They took me to the police station and then you do another one. Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
You're sober up.
No, I was trying like you're just trying to drink water, but then that doesn't do nothing. Then I went 0.1 over, first one. And then I went I went level. So if you go level, you get off scot-free. So you do three. She was like, if you get level again on your, no, if you get under this one, you can go home. Mm-hmm. If you get level, you're basically, your average is something like, I don't know what the thing is, but it's like 3.1. Mm-hmm. I'm like, cool. Like, let me just get under this and go home. Blowing into it, it was like 0.1. Over.
No. How'd you get more drunk?
No, because it's like it goes up and down. And bro, I just went into the cell, took my picture, and bro, I was just like,
how long were you there for?
Wait, but the thing is, your insurance gave you a card that was linked to shootings.
Bro, yeah, had like
firearm something.
Yeah.
How did you get rented? That's like the bootings, bro.
bro it was wild.
It's fucked.
It was wild.
And a lot of people do that though. They take rentals to ride out with.
That one was very scary. And I was finished, man. I was finished. It was like one of them ones.
Like, yeah, what are you about this murder? Murder? I'm just a drink driver, bro.
Bro, how am I in a cell trying to think of niggas to snitch on? You don't know about this crime. You don't know Ludo done a booting last week.
It's his car.
Got by the car, gunpowder right in the all over the boot.
Let me tell you about Chino.
Oh my god.
Yeah, an educated brother.
he had a head of this master. I mean, like, Chino. But yeah, no, man.
The Rico case is crazy.
Yeah, no. Crazy, bro. But yeah, I'll be, you know me, I'll be getting myself into the most dumbest shit. Like, shit that happens in a cartoon. Like,
did you get points or what? Did they make you do like a...
I had to go to that rehab.
Oh, you went to rehab? Like, yeah, man,
that rehab.
Where the guy come up like, with a...
The guy was drunk in his rehab thing and we were just like, bro.
They sent to rehab with real alcoholics. It must be crazy.
Yeah, bro. It was...
Bro, I just drink just to enjoy myself.
Yo.
These people are fighting demons, bro.
My guy, this Polish guy, yeah, he was telling me he makes his vodka out of his bath, so it's like 100%. Yeah,
hey, drinking moonshine, bro.
Because we had
with the four X's.
Yeah, no, yeah. Hey.
we had to note down how much we drink like every day, like how many units, like it was a diary.
And he'd be like, oh, I can't measure this thing.
Bro, he couldn't measure it. He said, I don't know what my units are because everything's 100%. Like,
that's fucking gross.
Yo,
bro, Polish and Albanian guys, they get sticky with that alcohol, bro.
What? So yeah, but they must just be getting all bare aggressive in that.
Bro, you ever fought a Polish guy? I told you about when I got beat up by the Albanians. I got rushed. but I held it down.
Okay.
I punched one guy.
Okay.
But I told you when.
But you didn't feel it.
Bro, come back. Bro, a Range Rover pulled up outside the club, yeah. About six men with belts came, yeah. Guy hit me with a buckle, yeah. Me and him are fighting it out, yeah. And I'm having this guy. Bro, another guy came with a buckle at the back of my head. Bro, it was.
Bye bye, birdie, after that.
I was like, I'm fighting now, yeah. I was like, bro, I haven't even done anything. It was like Pokemon, you know, when you're walking through the fields. Yeah, now you're scrapping. It was like, nah, yeah.
Can't avoid it, bro.
But yeah, got it. Yeah, that whole moonshine.
What is moonshine, though? And what percentage is it?
It's not like it's one thing.
It's like them man that make the raw alcohol.
Yeah, essentially.
Nigga, they seriously make it in their bathtub. Yeah.
Bro,
I used to work with some Polish guy, yeah. I told him, if you drink this, because I had like half a bottle of our vodka, absolute, yeah. Mm. Vodka, yeah. I told him, if you drink this, I'll give you like a tenner in it. He looked at me, he was like, guy down there went back to work, you know.
Bro, I swear to you.
Oh, vodka.
He went back to work, you know.
Bro, go to Piccadilly Line, 6 a.m., yeah. You see bare Polish man with the K-Cider back in it, bro. And they be laying bricks like they ain't licked or anything. Bro, that's how they get level. You know when...
This sobers me up.
You know when people with ADHD, they tell them to like drink coffee, yeah. levels them out. With like Polish people, yeah, the vodka just like, it just levels them out. They just be working.
Nah.
They're like functioning nitties. No, bro, it's crazy with them, man.
Hey, man. Nah, it's a way of life out there. Guy looked at me, he was offended. I gave him this quality of vodka as well. He's like, shit. Said,
Glens?
It wasn't like this. He didn't like it at all.
Them Glens vodka days were scary, though, man. Shout out to Glenn and them.
Who?
Glenn no. vodka.
Shit, that was early.
Glenn and uni. Yeah, I ain't touched Glenn for a while.
That was early uni day. That was
nasty.
When you're down and out, you go to the Sainsbury's basic vodka.
That's nasty, you know. What are you doing,
that's
man?
Listen, yeah.
Bro, what are you doing, man?
But put anything
I'm
in the
broke!
Freezer, you'll be all right, you know.
What do you mean?
Just put any of them in the freezer, it'll be all right. What? Taste smooth, surely.
Do you reckon?
Well, the vodka?
Yeah, even the shit ones. Yeah. But I feel like, you know what, you've mentioned that. I've only really upgraded from Glen's to Smirnoff, so I ain't really gone that far.
I thought this nigga was.
That makes sense. Nah, you need to live life, bro. You need to live life, man. No, get out of that, bro. Get out.
You were saying Ciroc like that ain't just one level above.
You need to live life, bro. Come on, man. Glens and Smirnoff now.
Yeah, but I don't drink vodka like no more because vodka makes me feel mad. Ill.
Yeah,
like the next vodka day. Makes me want to fight someone straight up. If I'm drinking vodka, I'm feeling
rambunctious.
Yeah.
Rambunctious is a crazy word for you to use.
My hand's twitching like
that's a rage. That's a crazy word for you to use.
Yeah, but man, jeez. Now, let's wrap this up, man. Yeah, it's coming to the end of the episode. You know what I mean?
What episode is this?
71 or 2.
One of the two.
Or 3. But sorry about going missing.
Alex,
don't blame me, man.
Sounds like it's totally your fault.
Yeah.
Any more holidays for the end of the year?
I'm away in December.
I'm away soon. Soon. Look, I can't be telling people dates, man. They women be adding things up.
You get away with.
I'm away in December.
But yeah, no. But Tuesday, like November, December times is a time where like you need to go out and get some sun, man. Nah, it's just are you getting some sun?
No, I am, to be fair. I am.
I'm going fucking Germany. I'm getting no sun, bro.
Nah, where you going?
Germany, bro.
Oh, shit. Why?
Sun.
I'm good.
Bro, you need the sunlight. Shout out. I'd be telling people, it's coming to that time of the year where we're throwing away our light skin things.
Okay.
Oh, my
turning
God.
Into
don't
white.
Bring that agenda on here, bro.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
He's not lying, though.
Hey, word to my boy. See you in summer.
Okay, bro.
It's been a pleasure.
Hey. I hear it. What?
Farewell, my friend.
I hate you lot so much, bro. Man.
Hey, everyone look good in summer, though.
Yes. See you later, Sarah. Sally.
Nice to see you later.
Becky.
But nah, man, thank you for listening. Yeah, we out, man.
Hashtag LT Pod, like, share, subscribe, all of that.
All that stuff, man. Get me.
Hey, plug your socials, man.
Obviously, just follow me at _yarns.
I just saw that.
YARNS.
Mm.
You'll see what's happening.
Yeah. You
a load of mad shit.
love for that.
Over and out, man. Over and out.
How long was that?
Just short of an hour.
Just short of an hour.
8:30, no? Was it? Maybe it was 8:19.
No, we started like 8:16, 8:17.
Okay.
But we just over an hour.
Yeah, we gave him a little extra 2 minutes.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
What she said.
Yeah, yeah, more she than said. My girl gets, man.
What, you got a girl?
Come on, man. Be for real.
You got a girl?
Of course I do.
That's what I'm saying.